Today I'm doing a oral interview about bookstores with Stephanie Sosum. So before we start, I'm just going to ask you a little bit about yourself. So like, where are you from and what are your interests?
Well, I was born here in Harrison Marine, Virginia, and my main interests are anything art related and anything involving books too.
All right, so what kind of books do you typically look for in bookstores?
Well, usually I'm a romance fanatic, so I try to find books typically revolving around romance, but it can be in any like genre, like science or history or anything like that, just as long as it has a little bit of romance in there.
All right, so can you just tell me a little bit about the bookstore you visit, like where it's located, and anything about it?
Well, the bookstore I usually visit is in the Valley Mall here in Harrisonburg. It's called Post a Million. I know it used to be located across the street of the mall in the store by itself, but then they moved it, I think, because it was just like huge and I guess it had too much space and they wanted to keep it closer towards consumers.
All right, so how often do you visit bookstores in general?
I typically visit this bookstore anytime I go to the mall or anytime that I need to find like a book related to what I'm interested in at the moment, like usually art books or just a good book that I need to read after I've read the last one. But I do visit other bookstores, but not as much as this one.
All right, so can you tell me when your love or like interest in bookstores began?
They started since, well, for books, it started since elementary school, but bookstores didn't start till middle school, because in elementary school, I was all about the library, because that's where all the books were. But then, you know, libraries don't have all the books or the entire series or anything, so then that's when I found out about bookstores, and then that's where I'd spend most of my time. I'd either buy a book or just spend my time at the bookstore and just reading the rest of the books.
Okay. So can you remember the first time you actually went to a bookstore and like what your thoughts or like emotions were when you got there?
I think I kind of do, but I do remember that I went because I was looking for a particular series that I wanted, and I was like amazed because they had like so many different types of books, but in the same same style. So I really did enjoy that, and ever since then I went there pretty much like every weekend for a bit. But then, you know.
Okay, so how long have you been visiting bookstores, and like why do you keep going back?
Well, I've been visiting them since around middle school, and I keep going back because, you know, a huge variety of books and pretty much just more keep coming out, so it gives you more chances to read like more modern type of books. But then, you know, they always come out with new series or anything like that, so it's really nice.
Okay, so when you do go to Books a Millions, like what kind of emotions or like feelings do you go to? Like, how would you compare them? Like, do you get really excited? Do you, what goes through your mind?
I guess I do get excited just seeing all the books, and I would love to just like grab one and like settle down and read it, which I do most of the time, let's be honest here. But it's a comforting feeling. Because, you know, books aren't exactly the same as watching television or anything like that. You can settle down and just watch the images go through your mind, and it's just a really nice place. And then usually they have the coffee store in there, so then, you know, just grab your drink and just grab a book and you're on your way.
All right, so can you explain, like, how bookstores have influenced you, or, like, what role do bookstores have in your life?
Well, you know, they expose me to more different types of books, and they're just really enjoyable. They've allowed me to like broaden my interests, like, you know, things that I didn't think I would be interested in. Like, once reading upon it, I would like to be like, you know, more about that type of stuff, like, especially in art, like, you know art is very broad.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's like different categories in art. So then once you go to the art section in the bookstore, then you see all these different like crochet, clay, woodwork, anything like that, wood burning, and it's just really nice.
Okay. In your mind, do you think bookstores are an important part of society and why?
I think they are because it's the only place other than public libraries or school libraries where you even find books, pretty much. Well, books that you would enjoy reading on your spare time. I know a few places, like, for example, like Walmart, they do, but it's not as much as a bookstore would. And people do still go because, like I said, it's different from watching television.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a more enjoyable thing because then you can imagine everything in your mind and make your own, like, make the characters to your own liking.
Okay. So how would you say bookstores have changed from the first time you visited until today?
They've changed because they change in the way that they try to appeal to the customers. I remember when Books A Million used to be in the big store, they used to have like these lounging areas where you could go and sit down like with tables and stuff and just like actually read a book or see like whether or not you'd be interested in a book and like study. But now since it's been moved into the mall place, there's not much space there to really do anything. It's just like they just want you to go in, get the book, and just go out, not try and actually search for what you're looking for.
Okay, so personally, do you prefer to read the hard copy of a book, or do you rather do a digital version, and why?
Personally, I do like reading books, the actual book, because it is a different experience than having just a screen in front of your face and just swiping a finger from side to side to just get to the next page. It's a different feeling, and although Kindles do allow for you to have different books in one place, I feel like it is nicer to have like your own collection and be able to pick one and just take it with you. That way you have like the anticipation of going to get your next book or anything like that, and then reading it at that time instead of being like, you know, like, oh, I can just read it next. It kills the anticipation.
Yeah. All right, so how do you think with technology and like the advancement of technology such as Kindles, how do you think all that is gonna affect bookstores in the future?
Well, I feel that even now that people are striving more towards technology because of the easy access to many books in the same place. And I feel that bookstores are like starting to feel the hit from it. Because even in some bookstores, they are starting to sell like the tablet themselves.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like taking the fun away from actually having the bookstore there and having like, you know, the wide variety there. And I understand that some bookstores may not have the book that you want, but I know that some bookstores will like order it for you. You can like order it from another place. It's not that hard, but
yeah. So, with bookstores, I mean, with books, like, now becoming movies, like, the Harry Potter series and, like, the Hunger Games series, how would you say this is going to change bookstores, or how has it changed bookstores now?
Well, I know that it has changed because before the movies come out, the bookstores just have the series in general, you know, just the normal series, the way that the author had originally written it, you know, the nice cover pictures and everything on the book itself. But then as soon as the movies come out, they go and like change the cover, having like the characters from the movies in it, and then like they have a bunch of other merchandise like buttons, bookmarks, and all of that, and it just changes it, because then you have all these people that read the book originally the way it was before, and then you have the movie viewers that all of a sudden get interested in the book, but they're like, some don't actually take the time to read the series itself. They're just like, oh, I'll just wait for the next movie to come out.
Mm.
So that, but then you do have like the people that originally read the books at the beginning, like the way they were meant to be, and then watch the movies. Like, movies are frustrating because they, most of them, the majority of them, do end up changing like scenes or like the entire plot sometimes of the movie. You're cutting out like scenes that should be like were in the book, and then it just gets frustrating for us. So then I personally get frustrated once I see that merchandise or anything like that in the bookstore. Because I feel it shouldn't try so hard to appeal to the movie audience, but I get it because that is where the majority of the popularity ends up going. So they need to like bring that into the store to make sure that people do get interested in the original series itself and try to appeal to the like the consumers, I guess.
All right. Well, thank you for spending your time with me talking about bookstores, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.